Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Quranicle. I'm your host, Quran.
All right, so as many of you have seen, I actually have some new cover art for the podcast. So I want to throw a shout out to Alan, who worked on that for me and did a phenomenal job. So thank you so much. I love it, and I hope you guys love it too. All right, so for this episode, we have a special guest. His name is Charles. He is from the Psychology Diary podcast, which was what I was on a couple weeks ago. So if you want to check that out, you can check that out at on Spotify and on Anchor. And I will put a link for that in the end of the episode. I apologize in advance because the audio for the interview is a little bit wonky. So you will probably have to adjust the volume once you get to the actual interview part. All right. So yeah, so we have Charles here. He considers himself a man of God who seeks creative ways to inspire people. He said it was Jesus who said to his disciples that they should go out into the world like lambs among wolves, teaching his word to other people. So his mission has always been about emulating the character of Jesus. And he hopes to be able to inspire my listeners as well. He would also like to add that he is a mental health advocate who is passionate about helping people overcome the stigma of mental health, and has been very deeply involved with the mental health field. So yeah, let's welcome Charles. So thank you for being here today.
You're welcome.
So let's start with tell me a little bit about yourself and okay. Your podcast.
Okay, great. My name is Charles Itwa. Born and raised in Lagos, Nigeria, from a very nice and humble home. We are not proud of our achievement, but for everything that we've achieved in life, we're always grateful for God's grace. I started my podcast in, this is September, right? Yes. I started my podcast in July or June. No, July, June, June, June. June, that's when I started my podcast. It's called Psychology Diary Podcast. The essence of the podcast is to promote the awareness of mental health. So my niche is mental health, and I target only individuals who are very passionate about mental health. So I don't just speak anybody at all. So I do my research, I network, I send out messages to people who can be potential guests and who would love to be on the podcast to talk about mental health. So it has been growing. I post episodes every Wednesday. I only post once a week, so every Wednesday. Yeah, so since it's growing gradually, I'm not really looking at the metrics. No, I'm not measuring any of that. Is the value that I'm really seeking after. I want people to learn. I want people to grow. I want people to join me on this journey of mental health. And because I was once under the control of my own thoughts and feelings. So I was able to overcome it, and I'm here now. And I want to teach the message of mental health to people.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so what has been your role in the mental health field?
Okay. I'm an advocate for now, but I'm actually trying to transition into mental health nursing. So I want to take a degree in mental health nursing. So for now, I'm just an advocate. I only promote mental health teachings and articles. I design graphics, I design cartoons. I do my cartoons, I write books. So these are the steps I've been taking so far. So my role mainly is just a mental health advocate. So I'm just starting small, little by little, to like expand into different areas. So why I'm really interested in mental health nursing is because I have a passion for helping people who have mental health disabilities and who would like to be well and be and grow and just be who they are and just live life to the fullest. Yeah, that's me.
So tell us a little bit more about these books and these things that you are doing right now.
Okay. My goal has always been to teach. I've always loved teaching. I love teaching. I love spreading knowledge. I love inspiring people. But I didn't really know how to do it when I was starting. So I was always all over the place. I'll inspire Mr. A today, inspire Mr. B today. My teaching is so inconsistent sometimes. Well, later I realized that the only way for me to grow is to focus on something really important that I'm really passionate about. So I focused on two things, mental health and God. So God is my friend. He's my everything. I depend so much on him because he brought me out of a very sad place. I was almost about committing suicide once. So he helped me come out from that. So since then, he just gave me inspiration. Charles, teach mental health. So I teach about mental health. I design graphics, cartoon graphics, teaching about, I talk about bipolar disorder. I talk about bulimia nervosa. I talk about anorexia nervosa. I talk about phobias as well. I talk about different phobias as well.
Okay.
So I design a lot of things. I spread it on social media, LinkedIn, Instagram, Twitter. But I'm really active on LinkedIn So that's where most of the bulk of my message is always being spread. So I love feedback from people. So I see their feedback and I'm really happy that they are learning. You know, so these are the little things that make me happy. These are things that make me who I am. So that's just Charles for you.
That's awesome. Yeah. It's always good to see someone spreading that message and helping other people see the importance of mental health and these things that are plaguing everyone. I think it's good to destigmatize.
I love it.
Talking about it. So, let's go with that. What do you think is the most important thing about the destigmatization of talking about mental health?
Okay. I think your question goes, how do people see the stigma of mental health, right?
Correct. What's the most important thing about destigmatizing, like making sure we are normalizing talking about it?
Okay, great. That's a good question. In Africa, when someone has a mental health disorder in Africa, there's always that our parents, or rather our family, those who are not really close to the victim, think that the person is a witch or a wizard. So they think the person has done charms, or they think the parents have done charms on somebody. So the karma is coming back to the child as a punishment for whatever they've done. But that is not always the case. So if you're talking about mental health in Nigeria, it's quite difficult because people look at you, why are you advocating for people who have done wrong, which is very wrong at all, which is so wrong. So people don't really talk about mental health in Nigeria that much, all things being equal. But there are a lot of advocates that are coming up nowadays, advocating for mental health. So we're taking necessary steps. So I'm included. So we're all taking necessary steps in trying to curb the mental health stigma. So we're trying to destigmatize it. We're trying to reach out to people. Mental health is a normal thing. It's okay for someone to have autism. It's okay for someone to have bipolar disorder. It's okay for someone to be depressed. It's all part of the process. So these are the things that we do and we advocate. We teach people. People learn from us and we grow together. So these are the things that we do and we advocate for a clean, we want it to be on a clean slate, that mental health is important to be talked about. So we have doctors, we have psychiatrists who advocate, and we also have volunteers who work with doctors to enable people to be more aware of mental health disabilities. So we seek creative ways to make it possible, but it's still a process, so we're still working on it.
Okay. So how do you deal with being able to advocate for anyone and for mental health when it's not something that is widely accepted or talked about in Africa?
Okay. Since it's not widely accepted in Africa, it has been a very difficult process. So how do we do it? How do we put the message across, even despite the difficult moments or difficult times? We normally have these companies that work, there are companies in Nigeria who are open to people coming into their offices as employees. So we have this screening, these health checks that we do. So when an employee is being put in a position of authority in the company, it's important for them to be to work at their optimum efficiency. So if we detect that the person has a mental health disorder, or the person is suffering from a particular health issue, then the attention is being drawn up, is being passed across to the HR team, who now advocates in favor of that person. So companies are the ones, the big conglomerates are the ones who are at the forefront of advocating for these mental health people. So we have banks, we have oil companies who are so open about work cultures, so they reach out to disadvantaged people who are not really educated on mental health. So they these companies help to spread the message of hope, of peace, of love, of prosperity to communities. So they educate communities. So it's part of a corporate social responsibility. So it's part of their duties as a company. So it's important for us to draw that line in our lives, that people are suffering from mental health disabilities. Though there are difficult moments that we encounter, try to preach the message, but we still have to do it. So I believe that's how it is.
Okay. Yeah, so you said like the bigger corporations are worried about like workplace, their workplace environment. And so they're the ones that will reach out.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. And that I think that's actually really fantastic, because there's not a lot of companies that will actually reach out for their employees. And a lot of companies in the United States at least, there are companies that do have like employee assistance programs where they'll give you the information on how you can meet with like a counselor, and it's usually like a short six sessions or something like that, but it's they're not actually reaching out for that. So I think that's actually really interesting that the companies will reach out to advocate to get someone into some sort of treatment.
Exactly. You're right.
Okay.
You're right.
Okay. So I saw on your Instagram that you are a fellow at the African Leadership Institute. So tell us a little bit about that.
Okay. I recently applied for a program at the African Leadership Institute. We went to a training program that lasted 3 or 4 weeks. So that is just we are reaching where, you know, Africa needs leaders. Our leaders in Nigeria are really not pulling their weight. Okay. They are not doing what they're supposed to be doing. We tell them, oh, do so-so and so at this so-so and so time. We give them money. They squander it. So we need new leaders. And I was attracted to that field because I love leadership and I love to be in a position of leadership. So I hope that I can be able to, at one point, spread the message of love, of empathy, of taking care of people. People should be inclusive in a country. You don't just run a country and expect people to just allow you to do whatever you want just because you are a leader. No, we need leaders who can be able to rise up to the responsibility of taking care of their citizens. So this I want. This that one thing I was really passionate about, and that's why I decided to apply for the program. So I did the training, and I was inducted into the fellowship program. So I'm now a fellow. So I'm trying to use the opportunity to teach people that leadership is one of the most important things in life, and it should be taken seriously. So, yeah, that is that's about that. So, being in an African community, especially in Nigeria, leadership is very much needed in order for there to be growth, peace, and love in the nation. So, yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah, that's awesome. So do you think that opens up opportunities for you to both put leadership and mental health together?
Yes. I believe so, because there are some leaders in position of authority that are really going through a lot of stress, trying to take care of nations and people, communities. So preaching the message of mental health to them, oh, it's okay for you to feel stressed. It's okay for you to feel that it's okay for you to feel stressed. It's okay for you to feel overburdened and overworked. But the most important thing for you is to believe that whatever you are doing it for the sake of people. So you need to take care of your mental health. You need to take your drugs if you are suffering from a particular illness. You need to sleep well on time. You need to exercise, do mindfulness, yoga, take meditation exercises. So these are the things that leaders need to inculcate into their frame of work, so they won't be overstressed. So waking up by 5 a.m. is very important, or 5 p.m. or 6 p.m., it doesn't matter. 5 to 6 p.m. is always a good time to wake up. Later than that could be a bit unproductive sometimes. Okay. But waking up early in the morning is good. So these are the things that leaders should inculcate. Waking up early, do your exercises before starting the work. So these are the things I'm hoping to spread during my time at my fellowship, so we can just educate ourselves and, you know, grow future leaders who can take care of the nation and let's see progress, not just in Nigeria, but in the whole nation. So.
Okay. So last question that I have, well, actually second to last question, I should say. Okay. When it comes to mental health and talking to people about it and helping people through it, what are some of those things that you do or that you like to do for yourself to promote mental health and growth within the mental health?
Okay, great. That's a good question. What I do, since mental health is very sensitive to talk about in Nigeria, because we always feel that we should be strong, we should take care of ourselves. But I heard a story about an employee who collapsed and died in his place of work because he was overworked, but he didn't tell anybody he was overworked. Okay. So he just jumped in the office and died. So it was a very serious case. I don't know whether they're going to hold the company for damages, but these are the things that I'm trying to advocate in my own little circle. So I'm hoping that with the message I'm passing across, I can be, I can open, it's open doors for a wider audience. Mm-hmm. So things I've been doing, I write articles on my blog, I share it on my LinkedIn, I share it on my, my LinkedIn, my Instagram. So these are the things I've been doing gradually. So spreading the message to people are hopefully will get the message. So I'm a very positive person. So when I do something, I'm always hopeful. I'm always positive that the results will be to the maximum efficiency. So spreading the message of mental health for me is very important. There are always difficult moments. There's sometimes I will feel discouraged sometimes because mental health is a wide topic. So it's always, it could be very difficult sometimes teaching the message to people, you know, but with feedback, with success stories, with testimonies, it makes me happy. So I'm a big time advocate, and whatever difficult moment comes up, I always try to look at the positive angle, and I try to stay positive, spread the message, and, you know, just be positive every time.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. All right. So where can we find you on social media?
Okay. On LinkedIn, my name is Charles Itua. On Instagram, I have a personal account, which is Charles_Itua. Then my Instagram company name is Psychology Diary, but I just shortened it. It's Psychology Diary. So that's D-I-A-R. So LinkedIn and Instagram is where I'm more active. So LinkedIn, Charles Itua, Instagram, Psychology Diary. Okay. So my blog is thepsychologydiary.wordpress.com. So I post a lot of articles. My graphics are there. So many things, so many nice things.
Very cool. Okay. Well, anything else that you would like the listeners to know?
Okay. Yes. Take care of your mental health. Don't be discouraged by negativity. Always look at the positive side of life. If you feel that you are stressed, if you feel you have a mental health disorder, reach out to somebody, reach out to Karen. He's a mental health professional. Reach out to him, tell him that this is how I'm feeling and I want you to help me out. Reach out to him, let him talk with you. Reach out to people, have a support group, have friends around you that can help you out. Don't be alone. It's not good to be a loner. Just make friends and reach out to people. Don't be limited by your thoughts, but really come out of your comfort zone and just be you. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you. That is very support or very important to have that support. So thank you so much for being here. Thank you for answering all my questions.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Absolutely. All right. Well, that is all that I have today.
All right, no problem.
All right. Well, you take care.
Yeah, you too. Bye.
See ya.
Bye.
All right, so that is it for this episode. I would like to thank my guest, Charles, for being on and sharing his knowledge and his wisdom on the mental health field in Nigeria. That was really interesting to hear. If you want to check him out, he is the host of the podcast Psychology Diary. So you can find that on Anchor at anchor.fm/psychologydiary or on Spotify by searching Psychology Diary. I'd like to thank all my listeners for sticking with me. Thank you for all your support. Continue listening. I would not be able to do this without your support. So thank you so much. I also like to say, you want to go and follow me on any of the social media. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at The Quranicle. You can follow me on Snapchat at QuranSB. You can also follow the blog at thechroniclepodcast.blogspot.com. You can also email me at chroniclepodcast@gmail.com. I think that's about it. So I will talk to you next time.